702. Weekend Breakfast with Refilwe Mpaganyane.
Live, online,
smartphones,
DSTV channel 856,
92.7 and 106 FM.
It's going on 7:36 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And what do we do at this time of the program on a Saturday? Well, we talk to our resident chef, food anthropologist. She is, of course, a culinary genius in that she finds the most interesting ingredients, dishes, spots for us to check out. Anna Trepido, that's who I'm talking about. And she's on the line. Good morning, Anna.
Hello, Miss Refilwe. You know, it's the only time it has ever happened to me when Comfort phoned me.
Yes.
I had completely forgotten all about you. So I'm very glad I'm awake and I know all about what we're going to talk about, so it's fine. But
what do you mean? You forgot about our standing appointment on Weekend Breakfast? How dare you?
I was reading about tagines and why, like, Egyptian ones are different from Tunisian ones and Moroccan ones, and I forgot all about you.
Okay, well, you were engrossed, so that makes sense. Tagines are a good reason, or a good excuse. I can forgive you for that. But today, we're not focusing on tagines, Anna. It is the feast day of Saint Bibiana. You'll tell us all about who she is and, of course, how chicken as our culinary inspiration figures into this whole discussion.
Right. Well, poor Saint Bibiana. She had the most dreadful life, poor woman. She was a third century, ultimately Roman martyr.
Mm-hmm.
In that after all sorts of other dreadful things happened to her, she was eventually murdered for her faith. That from our point of view, what is interesting about her is apparently that the Roman emperor who decided that she must be killed for her Christianity, he left her body out in the square for several days. And what proved that she was a saint is that none of the animals would eat her flesh.
My goodness.
And when they buried it, mm-hmm. healing herbs grew at her tomb. And Italians are wonderful, that they discovered quickly that the healing herbs at St. Bibiana's grave cure hangovers. So she is the patron saint of many things, including torture victims, but she is the patron saint of hangovers. I didn't know there was such a thing, but it's St. Bibiana.
I'm just trying to imagine who the first person to discover the qualities of these herbs that grew on a grave were. What were they trying to do? What is going through their mind? I've got so many questions.
I know. We'll go to St. Bibiana's grave and eat the things that are growing up there. who knows? But, the same is true for anything. The first person who ate an olive, the first person who ate an oyster, you think people take dances and sometimes they work out. So she is the patron saint of headaches, hangovers, torture victims, and single women.
What a clutch of things to be patron saint over.
Yes, exactly. But I just thought poor Saint Bibiana really, needs a day off. And we're talking about her. What I didn't mention is today is the feast day of Saint Bibiana. That's why we're talking about her. But I thought, given that it's her feast day, maybe she needs a day off. And I was reading about what stops you from having a hangover if you've overindulged, and we are on the edge of the overindulging season.
Absolutely.
And the answer is apparently chicken. That people try all sorts of things. They say, you have to have, Coca-Cola or
something, a fatty, greasy
sandwich.
Breakfast. Yeah.
But apparently the answer is chicken breast. That it is apparently full of cysteine,
mm-hmm.
Which is an amino acid that helps you break down the kind of toxic byproduct of alcohol. So what you need is chicken when you've overindulged.
Sure. Okay. And chicken is enough to, has enough cysteine to help the body just clear all the negative side effects of overindulging. Okay. Fantastic.
Apparently so.
Where do we go for this amazing chicken? Because, we're not just talking about any old dry, boring chicken breast.
No, we want, you know, while everybody else is going turkey, I thought we should go chicken. We have talked about Charlie's Chicken Roll Factory before. They do, it's like a deboned stuffed chicken, and you have no idea how complicated it is
to make a galantine,
chicken without like getting holes in it. And so the fact that Chef Charlie Jacobs wants to do that for us is a really wonderful thing. So Charlie's Chicken Roll Factory, they do these deboned stuffed rolled chicken galantines, and you buy them frozen, you shove them in the oven, you roast them, and apparently everybody this year is putting them in the air fryer. But you cook your galantine, and then everybody admires you when you did nothing, and it was all Charlie Jacobs.
Very quickly, Anna, for those that missed our conversation around Chef Charlie and Charlie's Chicken Roll Factory, just remind us how this initiative, how the small business actually started during the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdowns that we're experiencing.
Well, he began during the first lockdown. He was initially delivering, which he will still do. The chicken galantine can come straight to your house. But they have opened a little shop at the Prison Break Center, which is sort of Midran, Kyalami.
Yeah.
But they are open today. And you can get, there's so many delicious things. You can have a chicken galantine stuffed with fig and pistachio, or pear and pinotage and walnut, or, you know, that the combinations are endless. That they are 200 rand each, which, you know, given the quality of the ingredients, is really pretty decent price.
Yeah.
If you want them delivered, they charge a delivery fee anywhere in Gauteng of 35 rand, that they will deliver all the way up to the 23rd of December.
Lovely.
But if you want to, so they are called Charlie's Chicken Factory, and they are on 079-742-3139, and they are very delicious. So that's charliechickenfactory.co.za if you want to look them up online. And they could not be more delicious or more chickeny. So I think, you know, for all the potential hangovers to come, put your freezer full of Charlie's chicken.
And of course, those that are eyeing this or thinking about this for a Christmas lunch, how many people does one galantine feed, Anna?
Look, with non-greedy people, I would say it would feed, you know, 4 to 6. But in our house, it fed 3 people because we're extremely greedy and Charlie's chicken is very delicious. Yeah, I would say 3 to 4 if you're greedy, and 4 to 6 if you're less greedy.
Okay, fantastic stuff. I think it's a fantastic COVID success story, because as you said, you know, he started during COVID, during the first lockdown. He just graduated from chef school and there were no opportunities to be had. So he utilized those skills. And I remember coming across their social media profile a couple of weeks ago, if not a month ago, and seeing an advertisement for they were hiring. And I just thought, this is really fantastic. The business is growing. It's stabilized. And Charlie's doing very well for himself. Anna, as usual, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and reminding us that the young people, they're doing amazing things in the food world.
So delicious things at the Prison Break Market, or straight to your door if you'd prefer. Charlie's Chicken Factory.
Okay, .co.za. And of course, Anna Tripedo, you can find her on Tripedo Territory on Instagram. Thanks, Anna.